Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avinu Rosh Yechiu. Nishmas Maris Hester Bas Rib Shmuel, schus Chana Liba, and Adina Basheva Bas Nachigit, and Nachigitel Bas Maris Rachel Esther, Bachel Tzechos Havachol Emelea, Maris Blumadan Bas Chana Dina, Bracham Sachem Bachel Masad, Bachel Anil Vemelea, and the schus Shein Lechana Bas Malak, Bracham Sachem Masad, Bachel Anil Vemelea, and Ramosh Yudim Beshdina, Raisa Ramosh Mordechai. The Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Tes Amid Aleph tells us very famously, "Amar Rabbi Lozer, Oymer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi Naman Lo Israel." If somebody says that he found the Pesach Pesuach, so he's Naman to Aser, her to him. Rashi explains that he's believed Legabe himself to make her a Chaticha di Isura, make her Aser, but he's not Naman to be Mafsid her Ksuba. Rabbi Kiveger asks in the Drush V'Chiddush, in the name of his son, why does Rashi have to bring up that point? It's true, it's Meduyik in Rebbe Lozer that he can aser her unto himself, but he can't make her lose her ksuba. Aval afsita ksubasa eino naman, because he says dafka naman losralav, but not afsita ksubasa, okay. So it's a correct diuk, but the question is, why was it necessary to say that in order to explain the sugya? How does that help us bebir as sugya? So that's question number one. Also, in our sugya, we ask in Rebbe Lozer, why is she aser? It's a sveik sveika, so frekta shita makubetsis. In the name of the shita, she's a suffix soita. And we don't follow sveik sveikas when it comes to a suffix soita to be matir, like we find by suffix tumbr seyachid, that we pass in sveik otami, regardless of how many sveikas there are, Mishnah and Tyrus, Perikvah, Mishnah Dalid. Koshtecha l'rabo sveikas, 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 seyachid tumme. The suffix tumme be suffix soita, yalfin anlasa, just like suffix. So tuma, no matter how many sfeikas you have, it's going to be tamei. We should say achid sotu suffix sota. Doesn't matter how many sfeikas you have. So what's the Gemara helping us when it says, "Oh, it's a sfeik sfeika"? Who cares that it's a sfeik sfeika? Still can't be matir because by suffix sota, sfeik sfeika doesn't help. It's just like by suffix tuma, it doesn't. Also, the Pnei Yeshua asks on our sugya on the discussion of Tosis that an eishes kain, we should be mamad the eishes kain achis kosa that she's ksheira lekahuna. So why do we ask her where there's only one suffix? Ah, by suffix sota, we don't follow a chazaka. So what's Tosis asking? Let's be mamid this ishes kayin. A chizkasa, by suffix sota, we don't follow chazakas. Don't tell me, oh, let's be mad to her because she's a chizkas ksheira l'kohuna. By suffix sota, we're not really interested in chazakas. Like we find by suffix timur seachid, we don't follow chazaka. Like Suffolk Tumah versus the other, we don't follow Chazaka. Wadin, Suffolk Saita, we also don't follow Chazaka. So please don't tell me that we're going to be Matir, Suffolk Saita, when she's an Ashes Kayin, and say that she's Ksheri Lekahuna, because she has a Cheskis Ksheri Lekahuna. Mapitom that she's a Cheskis Ksheri Lekahuna, what does that help us? By Suffolk Tuma, Chazakas don't help us, so by Suffolk Sota, they also shouldn't help us. So answers the Pnei Yoshua that the din of Suffolk Sota is only if there's Kinui Vestira, only if there's warning and then she secluded herself. There, there's Reklaim Ladover, that something fishy happened. But, which by the way, something fishy happens at the beginning of every Shabbos meal. There we don't follow a sfeik sfeik, and there we don't follow a chazaka. Masha'en kein bo'emer pesach pesuach matzasi. When there's no kinui v'stira, there we would follow a sfeik sfeik, or we would follow a chazaka. And that explains the Gemara's question. Why should she be us if she's a sfeik sfeik? There's no kinui v'stira, so she should be matir if there's a sfeik sfeik. And that explains Tosis's discussion. Eishes kain. Why should we ask her? Let's be Mamdarach is Kasa that she's Ksheri Lekahuna. Because there's no Kini Vestira, and Mela we should follow the Chazaka. Now later on, so again, that's the Teretz. Teretz is that when there's no Kini Vestira, we would follow a Sfeik Sfeik and a Chazaka. That explains the Gemara, that explains Taisus. Later on, and Aleph on Beis, Amar Avod Shmuel, Eishes Yisrael, Shenansa Asura Labailan, Eishes Yisrael was raped, is forbidden to her husband, because we're choshesh, that even though she was raped at the beginning, she wasn't pleased. But chayshinan, we're choshesh, that at the end, it was baratzen. At the end, she did want it. Today, people are very sensitive about that you should say such a thing, but the Gemara says, we're choshesh. Gemara says, we're choshesh, we're choshesh. So there in the Pnei Yoshua, he asks that the Lashon of Cheshinan is mashma, that there's a suffix of Seifa Baratzen or not Seifa Baratzen. Maybe the suffix of Seifa Bainis. And if that's true, Zakta Pnei Yoshua, my time alone amidan al Cheskas Heter. And we should be mamid her on our Cheskas Heter. Since we're not sure whether it was Seifa Baratzen, let's be mamid Zeshis Yisrael al Cheskas Heter. Adds the Pnei Yoshua that the severity of suffix sota that cheskes heter doesn't help is only with a suffix shaydei kinu v'stira, as is muchach from the kash of Tosis divar maslu v'i. My taima eshes Yisrael shen its katsha. Mar says that an eshes Yisrael was miskadesh is pusa mibas shalosh asura, because we know with tachta the only shayla is was it on a suratzen. So she's usher out to one suffix whether it was ratzen or einus. The question is, why aren't we mamid her b'cheskes heter? Why aren't we mamid her b'cheskes heter? That's Tosis Kasha. So you see that b'chol safik soita. Shalai day kinu v'stira ma'amidim ala chazaka. V'im kein, if that's true, by safik soita b'ratzen also. By safik shal soita b'ratzen, if we have a safik, if in the end there was a ratzen by the, of this woman, we should be mamid or b'cheskes heter. So we have a kasha on the Gemara. Why, if it's only chashash that it's seifa baratzen, do we ask her, maybe it was suffik be'aynes, and she's a cheskes heter, so let's be mamid on a cheskes heter. And you see, without from Tosis, without kinu v'stira, you could be mamid a cheskes heter. However, in the Shmaitza, on Shmaitza Aleph, Sof Perek Tesvav, he writes that even without kinu v'stira, she's a suffix soita, and you're not mamid her on the chazaka, and there he deals with Tosfos. But that's the esod of the Shmaitza. Shmaitza Aleph Perek Tesvav B'Sofo, that even without kinui b'stira, she's considered a suffix soita, and you're not mamid her on his kasa. So that's the Shmaitza, but we're going to deal with the Pnei Yoshua's Kash, assuming the Pnei Yoshua is correct. So, says Moreno Rabbeinu, we've been going through the Shiurim of Moran Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbeinu Chaim Zitzal. It's like each year is $1 million. It's unbelievable. It's a million is a low price, a low, low price. So, Rabbi Nuchaim says as follows, that the Nehmanus, as we're going to discuss hopefully in a future shiur, the Nehmanus of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha D'Yisura is not Nehmanus, we've discussed this in the past as well, it's not Nehmanus on what happened. Very, very important. The Ne'amonus of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha D'Yisura is not Ne'amonus on what happened. Because what happened, we have a rule in Judaism, friends. And that rule is, Al pi shnayim edim yakum dover. You need two witnesses. And all it is Ne'amonus al din iser. Shenamanu klapei atzmoi shadav v'shadavar asuhu. Aval einoi neman levaira gufa de uvda afloi legabe atzmoi. To know what happened, to know the exact circumstances, for that you need two witnesses. This is Ne'amanus on the Din Isser. That he's Ne'aman Klape himself. That it's Usser. We believe him on the Totsah, that it's Usser. We don't believe him on the Maisa. Gufa Uduvda, we don't believe him. And we were Marich on this Yisod. Very, very important. So hopefully we'll come back to it. So, according to that, it would appear that when one says Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, there's no din suffix soita. Mishum sharei ein lanu edim klal shenif'ala, ela mipiv anu chayim, sheamar Petach Patuach Matzati, v'shavyeh anafshech haticha di'isura. When he says Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, there's no din suffix soita. When he says Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, there's no din suffix sota, because we don't have edim that she was nivelis. We just believe him when he says Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, v'shavi anafshi chaticha di yisura. We believe him that she's Usser. We don't believe him as to what happened. She was Nivellus. And since he's not believed on the Etzem Mais and Gufa de Uvda, that he found the Pesach Pesuach, there's no parish of Suffix Sota. Because the Metzius never became clear to us. That there was suffix nus. All we know is that he says she's usher to him. So now we understand what the Gemara says. That if there's a sveik sveika, she's muteris. If there's a sveik sveika, she's muteris. And also what Tosfos says, that her cheskes kashrus l'kohuna should tell us that v'avtachtav zinsa or cheskes heter lo mishay sanusa, and we don't say that her din is a suffix sota, but there's no sfeik sfeik in chazaka, but it's not a suffix sota, it's a suffix iser. And therefore the Sfeik Sfeik and Cheskes Heter are effective to be mati her. In other words, Pnei Yoshua, the Shita Mekubetzes, had asked, how can the Gemara say she's mutter if it's a sveik sveika, it's a suffix sota? The answer is it's not a suffix sota. Because we never know the Metzius that she was a suffix sota. We're not choshish on his nus. We're choshish that maybe she's aser, because he says she's aser to him. So on that we're choshish. But not on the etzim's nus. Since she's not a suffix sota, the Gemara asks a good question. Sveik sveika who? And the other kasha of the Pnei Yoshua, and our sugya, and the discussion of Tosis, that Be'esh is Kain, let's be Mamir Achizkasa, that she's Ksheri Lekahuna, I by suffix Sota, we don't follow a Chazaka, By suffix sota, we don't follow a chazaka. So what was the answer of the Pnei Yehoshua? The Pnei Yehoshua's answer was, there was no kinu v'stira. That's why she's not a suffix sota. However, we saw the Shemaitzu holds even without a kinu v'stira, she's a suffix sota. So let's bring the Sheif Shemaitzu back into the equation. Sheif Shemaitzu says that even without kinu v'stira, she's a suffix sota. So if even without kinu v'stira, she's a suffix sota, then how can the Tosa say that Be'eshes Kohen, let's be Mamar on a Cheskes Ksheira L'Kahuna. Aye, she's a suffix Soita, and we don't care whether or not there was Kinu V'Stira, she's a suffix Soita. The answer is she's not a suffix Soita, because there's no suffix Soita in this case, because only Shavu Nafshi Chaticha D'Yisura. And the Gufa Duvdav the Znus, we have no Sveikas. We say there was no Znus. So Mela, she's not a suffix sota. We just have the suffix, is she asur to him? And in that, Tosis is saying, let's be Maminar and her Chazaka. So we effectively dealt with the two kashas of the Pnei Yehoshua. Pnei Yehoshua wanted to say there's no suffix soita because there's no kinu v'stira. The Shemaitzer says, doesn't matter. If there's no kinu v'stira, she's still a suffix soita. So our teretz is, he's not believed on the gufa d'uvda. And Mamela, she's not a suffix soita, so we could be somech on the sveik sveik, and we could be somech on the chazaka. And that's why Gemara asks, why she usher, it's a sveik sveika. That's why Tosis asks, why she usher, she's a cheskes sheira l'kahuna. So that's the Pnei Yehoshua. Those are the two kashas of the Pnei Yehoshua. That his teretz is that there's no kinu v'stira, and therefore he's not a suffix sota. And our teretz is that even if there is kinu v'stira, even if there's no kinu v'stira, she's also not a suffix. Even if you hold that without kinu v'stira, she's a suffix sota, like the Shmaitzer wants to hold, here she's not a suffix sota, because he's not believed on guva duvda. He's not believed on what happened, he's only believed that maybe she's usher to him. And on that, we can be somech on the chazak or this fake sveika. And for Enfert also the Kasha, the Pnei Yehoshua, and Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. My time asrin in law, Mishum Chashasha de Seifa Baratzen. Vein ma midin oise b'cheskes heter. Pnei Yehoshua was bothered, even Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. How come we don't answer her because of the chashash of Seifa Baratzen? How come we answer her because of the chashash of Seifa Baratzen? We should be mamir b'cheskes heter. This woman has a cheskes heter. So why do we say, oh, maybe Seifa Baratzen? Yeah, but maybe Seifa Bonus. Let's be optimistic about it. And she's a cheskes heter anyway. And Pnei Yehoshua says, don't tell me that we're not going to be samech on her chazaka because we're dealing with a suffix sota because there's no kinu v'stira here. That's the Pnei Yehoshua's kasha. Right? The Shmaitzer says, without kinu v'stira, she's a suffix sota. But But according to the Pnei Yoshua, she's not a Suffix Sota, because there's no Kinu Vistira. And Memela, let's be Mamina and Urchazaka. So the Teretz is that they're Aiden that she was Nevelis. There we know she was Nevelis. And therefore she's Vaday a Suffix Sota. And her din is like every Suffix Sota. We don't need Kinu Vistira. There's Adam that she was Nivellus. And Mamela, she's a Suffix Sota. And her din is like every Suffix Sota, that she's Aser Bevadai and there's no Cheskus Heter. See, without coming on to the Shmaitza of, even without a Kinu Vestira, she's considered a Suffix Sota. But here we have we have Adam, she was Nivellus. So she's definitely a Suffix Sota. And therefore, if you're dealing with a Suffix Sota, so there's no Cheskes Heter. Can't be Mamre Rechazaka. That's why Rechoshish in the end it was Baratzen, and it's not going to help us that she's a Cheskes Heter, because she's a Suffix Sota, and Cheskes Heters don't help us with Suffix Sotas. And with this, we can also answer the Rashi. Why did Rashi have to explain that according to Rabbi Lazar, he's not Naaman to be Mafsid or Ksuba? We're not talking about the Ksuba. We're talking about their relationship, their physical relationship. Why does Rashi have to bring the Ksuba in? The answer is, if he would be Naaman L'inyan Mammon, why would he be Naaman L'inyan the Mammon and not have to pay her the Ksuba? It's because if Hazaka, you're not going to Terech B'Suda Mafsida. If Hazaka, you're not going to be Terech on the Suda and then be Mafsid it and then say, no, it was all fake news because she was a Basula. If he says it, it's really going to be true because he's not going to be Terech on the Suda and be Mafsid. So, just like we believe in Lagabi the Mammon, we should also believe him because of this Chazaka Lagabi the Yisr. So it emerges that the Chazaka would be Mevara that she was Nevelis. And Memela, within Suffolk, would be like the severity of a Suffolk Sota. Because we're going to be believing him, not only Lagabi the Yisr, we're going to be believing him if he was Naaman L'inyan the Mammon because of Chazaka Adam to Ein Adam Terech B'Sudam Afsida. So he also would have believed him L'gabi the Yisr, would have believed him L'gabi both, and else he would have believed him L'gabi the Gufa De'uvda, would have believed him that's actually what happened. If we're believing L'gabi the Mammon is what happened, and therefore he doesn't have to pay the ksuba, so then we're also going to believe in the Gabi the Yisr, what happened, the Gufa Duvda. So it emerges then that this chazaka of Ein Adam Terech B'Suda Mafsida would be Mevara that she was Nevelis. Mevara, what actually happened? Not just that she's a surah to him, but what actually happened? Because if we're believing in the Gabi the Mam, we're believing in the Gabi what happened, and therefore also the Gabi the Yisr. Not just that she's a surah to him, but she was Nevelis. If he was Naaman L'inyan the Mammon, if he was Naaman L'inyan the Ksuba, then we'd also be Mammon L'gabi the Yisr, about the Gufa D'Uvda, what happened. And therefore it would turn out that the Chazaka was Mevara for us, that she was Nevelis. And the male of the din would be like a Suffix Sota. Because now we're choshish that she's really a Sota. We believe him on the Gufa D'Uvda. We're choshish for the Gufa D'Uvda. And therefore, no Sfeik is going to help us. Because like any Suffix Sota, no Sfeik helps us. And don't tell me you need kinui b'stira. The Shmaitzer says you don't need kinui b'stira for a suffix saita. So if it was a case of a regular of suffix saita, then the Gemara's kasha wouldn't be shaykh. What was the Gemara's kasha? I am I. Why she's a sfeik sfeika? No, she's not a sfeik. What does it help us that she's a sfeik sfeika? It's a suffix sota. There is no such thing as sfeik sfeika by suffix sota. We don't care about the sfeik sfeika. She's a suffix sota. The moment she's a suffix sota, she's a surah. The moment she's a suffix sota, she's a surah no matter how many sfeikas you have. So if it would be the case, oib, if it would be the case, that he'd be believed, Lagabi the Mammon, that means we're believing about the Gufa Maisa, what happened, that she's Nevelis, so we're also believing Lagabi the Issa, that she was Nevelis. And if we think Lagabi the Issa, she was Nevelis, that makes her a Sefik Saita. If there's a Sefik Saita, then Sfek Sfek is not going to help us. And if Sfek Sfek is not going to help us, because she's a Sefik Saita, and we don't care if there's a Sfek Sfek, then what's the Gemara's Kasha? Ah, she's a Sfek Sfek, she should be Muteres. She's a Sefik Saita. So that's why... Wow. That's why Rashi had to say, no, he's believed out the Isser to Asser her to him. But he's not believed Lagabe the Mamanis, because he's not believed Lagabe the Gufa de Uvda. He's only believed that she's now forbidden to him to make her Asser. That we accept. We don't accept anything else. And Mimela, the Gemara now's question makes sense. Rashi's explaining why how the Gemara can say it's a Sfek Sfek, but it's not a case of Sfek Sota. Because we don't believe him about the Sota aspect. We don't believe him that she was Nevelis. And the male, if it's not Sufik Sota, we can ask, ah, she's a Sfeik Sfeika. If it would be a case where she'd be a Sufik Sota, a Sfeik Sfeika is not a question. But since it's not a case of Sufik Sota, because he's only believed, oh, it's the Isser, but now it's Gufa de Uvda. He's only believed to say she's Isser, but now it's Gufa de Uvda. And the proof is that by Momenus he's not believed, he still has to pay the Ksuba, must be. That there's no suffix sota. If there's no suffix sota, the Gemara can ask, ah, it's fake, fake. So the Gemara is a very good kasha. All right, so that's stage one in our journey. We still have הרבה מה לדבר, אז בעזרת השם, אני מקווה שבשיעור הבא אנחנו נתקדם ונראה עוד נפלאות גדולות מתורת השם. תודה רבה רבה שהקשבתם. שלום, שלום.